Hey guys, welcome to the morning commute. Brian McCumber here, Tech Money Talks on Instagram Live. Let me turn this music down. Let's get down to business. So, today, another awesome day. Great things are happening for sure. One thing to talk about is that as far as what I'm working on, kind of getting the message out there, building things, it seems to be working because now I'm starting to get some attention, actually getting requests for some speaking engagements, so that's actually pretty cool. So I think the message is getting out there. I'm still trying to see if I if I'm too broad of a topic or not, but I really like the idea of teaching both parts, which is one is teaching people how to get their foot in the door to an awesome career, and I'm promoting technology careers and how to get your foot in the door in there. But that's considered earned income. The other part of it is then to start getting your hustle on, finding your passion, and actually with your skills, building passive income with what I teach is stuff related to an online business and so many variations of it. And it's actually really cool. So I've been teaching both. People generally are more excited about the business and making money side of things, which is cool. But I'm hoping that, you know, people that are looking towards that at least have a good solid foundation first. Really, the earned income is about getting a solid foundation, and that's actually the topic of my talk today, which is an episode that just released on Instagram. Is related to becoming a QA tester. So QA stands for quality assurance, and with that, basically what it means is if you're someone who's uses a smartphone, uses apps, uses your computer, uses websites, plays games, and knows how games should work. Hey, how you doing? So, becoming a QA tester is the point of the conversation today. So, if you know how to use apps, websites, and things, and how things should be working, and if you're able to find the flaws or the bugs or point out things that are not working, that's pretty much the general essence of being a QA tester. There are many companies that have their own apps, their own websites, their own web apps, their own games, where they need people to test to make sure that it's working the way it should be working. And it doesn't take any strong coding skills. It just takes pretty much what you're already doing to get in there. Now, the cool thing about it is that the average starting salary for a QA tester is around $60,000 a year. And that's basically about $1,000 a week for a junior entry-level QA tester. Now, that's actually really cool. I mean, you're basically starting in the middle of the middle class, and that's at entry level. And you can work your way up, and it can lead to a bigger career into six figures as long as you work your way up. Now, the thing is that you actually want to stand out. So if this is something for you, you know, either testing games, testing apps, testing websites, it's something that you can get into, but you also want to start by picking up some additional skills that's going to set you apart, that companies are actually going to want to hire you right away. And the number one skill that I talk about for picking up to becoming a QA tester is called Selenium. And what that is used for is for creating automated testing. So this is what companies are actually looking for now, is that they want to figure out a way to automate the process. They want to figure out a way to automate their testing capabilities, and with that, they want somebody who has a skill set to know what tests are to be done and how to automate those tests. So with Selenium, it's a It's kind of like a testing framework that allows you to set up those automated tests. So it's a skill that you want to pick up. It's a way to learn is through a site called Pluralsight. If you haven't heard of that, Pluralsight is actually an online training site where they teach many different technology skills. And so a lot of the current ones, a lot of the skills that's been around for a while, it's a big directory of technology online courses and comprehension exams and things like that that you can use. I use it myself for a lot of the current stuff, or if there's something that I need to skill up on because I'm about to use it again. Or if there's something as far as like a new version. The thing is that technology is always evolving and it's always growing. And I remember I used to say it was like every year it seemed like, you know, something was changing. Now it's more like every 6 months, and it's actually coming closer to like every 3 months. There's something changing out there where people are adopting new ways, new skills, new tech to implement as far as modern development goes. But back to becoming a QA tester, Selenium is one of those skill sets that if you were able to add that skill to your resume, that you are knowledgeable on that and setting up automated tests, that will set you ahead of the rest of the pack that are applying for those type of jobs. So you want to pick up that skill set, and then after you pick it up, you want to help validate your skills. On Pluralsight, they do have like a comprehension platform to where you can at least demonstrate your knowledge of the actual skills. And I think that's good enough to be able to, not only for yourself to gauge how well you understand the topic, but also for other companies to view that as well. So now let me get into the what are the four steps in becoming a QA tester. So number one is picking up the skill set, and like I mentioned, was Selenium. Number two, like I just touched on, which is validate your skills. And then number three is that you want to start getting some experience if you can related to testing, so you can add that to your resume. And the way to do that, if you're unable to get into a job right away, which potentially you could, just by having that skill set alone, it sets you apart from the pack and you could get hired right away. But say while you're applying for other jobs, you can actually get experience by freelancing. And there's a site that's called Upwork where you can get some freelance experience and actually start applying your skills. And you can begin adding that experience to your resume, which that leads to step number four, is that you want to update your resume and you want to highlight your resume as you want to be a QA tester, and you're an experienced QA tester and you have validated skills in the QA tester and Selenium, and you want to update your resume to highlight that. So with those four steps, you'd definitely be able to get in and get your foot in the door into a great career. And after that is just pretty much how well you continue on after that. You can go, you can grow with that career, you could take many different paths, but it's something that gives you a really good foundation into a technology career. So the topic of the day was becoming a QA tester. I think most people can actually do it, and the unfortunate thing, and that's kind of the reason why I've been doing these talks, is that when I look around and I see that there's a lot of people that are struggling looking for jobs, or maybe they're in a crappy job that they're unhappy with. And then here on the flip side, there's huge demand for people with technology skills, and there's not enough people filling it. And I got a feeling number one is that people don't know that they don't know Number one is that they don't know that the opportunity exists. Number two is that they think it's only for either gurus or really, really smart people, because they don't understand the technology behind these type of, you know, smartphone devices or on the website, or what creates it underneath. So they think you have to be really, really smart, and they can't do it, so they don't even entertain the idea of trying. So one is instilling the belief that they can do it. And then number three is that actually getting them a roadmap to actually take advantage of those opportunities. And so showing them that, hey, look, and you don't even have to be a coder. In this instance, being a QA tester is, you're not even coding. So you don't even have to be 100% coder. That you can actually do this with the skills that you already have, by knowing how apps work, by knowing how websites work and things like that. So hopefully this message is coming across, that it's reaching people. And if you know somebody who actually needs help or needs to find a different career, this is one thing that they could definitely move into, and there's huge demand for it. And the starting salary, I mean, it's a solid salary for anybody who's looking to get their foot in the door. So hopefully that message is coming across. Hopefully this was helpful. I'm on my way to my tech career. And until the next episode, I hope you guys are enjoying this. And if you are, please share this or tag this with somebody that you know could use help in this area. So becoming a QA tester, real easy for anybody to get into, because you're pretty much already doing it. And that's the message for today. So share it with somebody. Let somebody know about it. All right, guys. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks. I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.